Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, we are in wedding season. So are you facing into a summer of multiple invites? Well, some might say lucky, some might say unlucky. Celebrating a big day can be great fun, but it is an expensive time to be a guest. And there's a big juggle. Shannon Healy has 11 weddings this year, not including her own. She joins us now on the line. Good afternoon to you, Shannon.
Thanks so much for having me.
How delighted to chat to you. I remember I was that soldier. It's an expensive year.
Yeah, God, it's a lot of weddings, 11, including my own now during the summer. So, yeah, very expensive time, lots of consumption as well. So trying to just do it a little bit differently.
Yes, and I know you're big on sustainability and reusing, and that's a big part of your social media as well. So how do you kind of make sense of that with all of this consumption and dresses and presents and, you know, spending?
Well, it kind of makes sense when you try to look at things from a more sustainable perspective. You actually save money. Like when you change the way that maybe the norm is, like going out and buying a new dress for every single wedding or multiple dresses with the day one and the day two. You know, when you try and flip that on its head and say, how could I do this a little bit more sustainably? You actually end up saving money as well, which is a win, especially when you have so many.
Of course. So tell us about your wedding, first of all. Is that in Ireland?
It is. It's down in West Cork now in July. So really looking forward to it, kind of in the throes of all the planning at the moment. But again, looking at it in a more sustainable way, like pulling back on some of the things that may be expected or, you know, that are just done for the sake of it. So maybe like wedding favours we're not doing. We're kind of pulling back on decor and direction, our decorations and like branded things. We're not doing any of that. More so because I would just deem it, you know, for myself, not very sustainable, but also it's saving money as well. So it's kind of a win on both ends. Now, you know, if people want to do it, that's fine. But if we can save money and be a bit more sustainable, it just makes sense to me.
But listen, location, location, location. Your wedding is in West Cork, one of the most beautiful parts of the country. You know, why would you be worrying about wedding favours when you've got views like that?
Exactly, exactly. And we're on the water. We've got beautiful biodiversity areas. So it's the location that speaks for the decoration. You don't really need to do anything else when you're by the sea.
But I'll tell you, Shannon, and I hope it is too, it makes all the difference, no doubt about it, especially in Ireland. But when you go to all these wedding fairs and the big expos and everything, it's very easy to kind of fall into this trap of thinking you need all the gimmicks, if you know what I mean. So and I know these things go in trends, don't they? Sometimes those favours became charity donations, or then they became very personal, like pictures of, you know, you as a couple, or, you know, meaningful moments. But, you know, it's so much work goes into it all.
It does. And I think that's it. And I think, I suppose, looking at it from my own perspective, because I'm attending so many weddings myself this year, which a lot of my friends are as well, you don't actually have the time to be investigating all of them and doing some research and going to these wedding expos. You're just kind of going to so many yourself that you're only just about planning your own, especially, you know, we're all working full time too. And I would say that planning a wedding is almost a full time job in itself.
And you don't want to let it take over either. You're absolutely right. So tell me, first of all, the present, how many of the 11 weddings will you actually go to? Or did you say no to some of them?
We can't go to two because they just have clashes in the diaries. And we are going away on honeymoon afterwards. So we're attending 10 weddings, including my own, of all close friends and family.
OK. And what's the going rate for a present now?
I think it really depends on, like, it's such a tough question because it really depends on how close you are to the couple, you know, if you're very good friends and if they're family. I've seen online, I think her.ie did an example of this recently, and I think they said that the going rate is between 100 and 200 euro, depending on how close you are.
Per
I think
person,
that's what I
per
have
person
seen
or
online.
Per couple?
Per couple.
Okay.
Sorry, am I even getting confused? Per person, apologies. So 100 euro to maybe 150, depending per person on how close you are to the couple. But it really depends. And I know lots of people out there, lots of couples will ask for gifts as well, or as you said, they'd even, you know, take off the gift and say, you know, if you're traveling very far, if you're coming abroad, that they don't actually want a gift, that even being there on the day is a gift in itself. So it really does depend on the couple and how you approach your wedding. And I think that's the great thing about weddings these days. People are really kind of straying away from what the norm is and what's accepted, and they're really doing what they value. And I love to see it.
Yeah.
Every wedding is so different, and it's just such a joy to be celebrating that couple.
And they are just such wonderful days. We don't want to take the fun out of them by talking about the practicalities of them. But at the same time, there are considerations in terms of annual leave, in terms of, you know, multiple outfits. Will you rewear lots of your dresses?
Yes. And I actually rent out a lot of my dresses as well. And this is something that anyone who's listening in can do if they have a lot of dresses that they have in their wardrobe that aren't getting a lot of wear. And they may want to earn a little bit of money off them as well and be sustainable by getting them out there.
Yeah,
you can do peer-to-peer rentals with Circular Style Club and another app called Club Tia, where you upload your own dresses and you can just rent them out then to peer-to-peer. So that saves a little bit of money as well. And it ensures that if you've bought a dress for a specific occasion, that it can be worn and loved multiple times.
Yeah, that's a great tip. That's a great tip. Have you come across other kind of smart, savvy things like that in the planning of your own wedding, Shannon?
I've encouraged a lot of my guests to rewear dresses that they've already worn before. Like something like that, I think, takes the pressure off the people attending the wedding to feel like they have to have something new. But it also is a little bit more sustainable as well. And I've recommended some rental places too. We're not doing the flip-flops. So we have most of our guests staying on site. So it's only a short distance that they'll have to walk potentially from the dance floor up to their room to swap into flip-flops that I'm sure that they do have. And that is something that I've seen across a number of weddings as well. BYOFF, bring your own flip-flops.
Bring your own flip-flops. Great shout. Absolutely. Someone says, a friend of mine had 13 weddings in 1 year, plus all the stag parties that went along with each of them. I don't really know how they do it. They loved it, but God almighty, it must have cost a fortune. And they used all of their annual leave allowance in 1 year. Someone else says, we got married 10 years ago, and for the wedding favours, we made a €20 donation to the Irish Cancer Society and in the name of each of the guests. That's a lovely idea. And it's
that.
When you have to go to the hen and the stag party as well, that's the killer. All your annual leave is gone. Someone else says, £400 per couple as a present. You're having a laugh. An invitation is like getting a bill in the door. It does kind of feel like that, doesn't it? £400 before you walk out the door, like.
I know. And look, I mean, sometimes there are tough decisions that have to be made. I mean, to go to all of these weddings, like, for everyone out there, you know, it is a big commitment. Like, I do have an Excel tracker for my annual leave, and there are some tough decisions that have to be made with hens and stags. You just unfortunately can't go to everything. I think that's just the world that we live in, that, you know, you have to weigh up different options and decide what you can go to and what you can't go to, because I do agree it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And it is a lot of leave as well.
Yeah. But the overriding message is, Shannon, dodge the gimmicks. Tell them to bring their own flip-flops, rewear the dresses. And what was the rental company you mentioned, by the way?
I rent a lot of my dresses out through Circular Style Club. And then there's another lovely Irish business that actually has an app called Club Tia, where you can do peer-to-peer rentals as well. And Club Tia is not only maybe like the day one, but it also has like fancier dresses maybe for the day two. So, you know, you can really get out there and, you know, make your clothes work for you and earn some money back off them, and be more sustainable as well. I mean, yeah. You only need one or two pairs of shoes to get you through the whole season. Get them repaired, repair your accessories, you know, use what you have, and really try and save money where you can and be more sustainable while doing it.
Yeah. And I think renting the dress, there's so many great rental shops all over the country now. You could have a different outfit each time, but, you know, do it in a kind of a sensible, savvy way. Shannon, we wish you well with the wedding prep and all of the other fun days out.
Thank you so much. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thanks, Shannon. We'll talk to you again, no doubt.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.